This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 2077. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded March 11th, Algeria, Angola, Australia, Cuba, Denmark, Ecuador, Egypt, Germany, Hungary, India, Kashmir, Korea, North and South, Madagascar, Malaysia, Mexico, New Zealand, Papua New Guinea, Peru, Spain, Sweden, Taiwan, Turkey, UK, USA, Vanuatu, Venezuela, WTFDA, EDXC, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Last summer, we were able to hear some brief segments in English from Algeria as relayed via France during the 18 to 19 UTR on a 13 megahertz frequency. Now that would be during the 19 to 20 UTR on 7315. So I checked that, but was hearing only Quran in Arabic. The English came from their international domestic network, which includes languages other than Arabic and French. That network has been changed on medium wave to go out on 531 and 891 kilohertz, as we reported recently in the British DX Club. Tony Rogers checked this out via a remote in Spain, and he was hearing English at 1330 to 1400 and Spanish at 14 to 1430. Then on the 20th of February, English was heard again at 1917, repeating a feature program earlier at 1345, followed by Spanish. The online program schedule for Radio Algiers International shows English for 3 minutes at 1100, 30 minutes at 1315, and 10 minutes at 1930 UT, variable timings. By the way, when I checked, it was Saturday, March 6th. In communication of the British DS Club, a similar situation about Angola. There is a foreign language program series on their international channel, including an hour in English at 20 UT. On Sundays, 1 hour later at 21. Tony Rogers and Dave Kinney were listening to this online in January and February, and says they announced being on medium wave, 7215 and 7245, and short wave, 945 kilohertz. They've got those mixed up. But those two 7 megahertz frequencies have been inactive for several years. And medium wave's 945 probably only at very low power. In any event, if you do want to hear Angola in English, you must listen online to their Canal Internacional at those times. Or maybe it is on their only currently active shortwave frequency, slightly below 4950. Here's how to hear Australia on the top end of the medium wave band in West Michigan. At least if you're Tim Tromp with the Perseus SDR and a 140-foot West DCAS antenna. Reporting to IRCA, he says exciting high band down under conditions this morning, March 7th, before local sunrise, 1210 UT. Signals peaking at the same time near the top of the previous hour, lasting about 5 minutes at the most. Generally unstable, but he logged Aussies on these frequencies, 1512, 1521, 1557, 1566, 1611, 1629, 1638, 1674, and 1683.28. Things always wrong at Radio Cuba. I won't go into detail this week. But again, most mornings, but not every morning, there are a bunch of F-sharp tone spur blobs coming out of the 13700 AM transmitter before and after 15 UT. And there's often dead air instead of CRI relays in English in our evenings after 01 UT on 6180 and after 03 on 5910. In communication of the British DX Club, Stig Hartvig Nielsen says on 4 February about his World Music Radio in Denmark, for the summer season starting 28 March, we're planning to use 25770 kHz from a new transmitter site in the southern part of Aarhus. Even with the current low sunspot figures, some interesting E-skip and F2 propagation is expected, 25770. On UT Saturday, March 6th at TuneIn 0526 on 6050, I was surprised to hear an ID in English for Radio Slovakia International, but it was just an illustration within the German language DX program of HCJB, direct from Ecuador. which then signed off 3 hours later than usual, weekdays at 05:30 sharp. Via communication of the British DX Club, we learned that this German DX program is actually produced near Edinburgh, Scotland, where Horst Wiese has lived for many years. This week's logs from Ivo Ivanov, Bulgaria, about the mystery Egyptian music station. March 10th and 11th, he had it on 9400, first at 1020 UT for 15 minutes, and the next day at 0907 for 8 minutes, each of which was following several minutes of a 1000 Hz tone, using remote receivers in Russia and Switzerland. As we reported before, the last independent radio station in Hungary was closed down by the authoritarian Orban government. It was called Club Radio, on 92.9 FM in Budapest. Via Rusty X, more about this from the blog RadioReporter.org. It switched off at midnight February 14th, its license not renewed, but the station director András Orotó defied the Orban government by continuing online broadcasting and airing the official anthem of the European Union from the Ode to Joy. And the EU has asked Hungary to allow Klub Radio to continue broadcasting on FM. Myanmar is very much in need of news from abroad in Burmese, so Joe's Jacob in India reports that All India Radio's external service resumed Burmese on March 7th after many months with a new schedule, 0245 to 345 UT on 9950. But the next day, March 8th, it was gone again, replaced by Baluchi language broadcast on the same frequency at 03 to 04. Dr. Hans-Jörg Biener in Germany reports that All India Radio has definitely removed its radio player from prasarbharati.gov.in and from allindiaradio.gov.in. In late January, he was still able to check reception of Kashmir 4950 against one of those players, but now he says there is hope via another called onlineradiofm.in. On 7 March, he heard Srinagar with a weak signal on 4950, well ahead of the internet stream, between 1715 and 1745 sign-off, but was all in Hindi, including the news at 1730 instead of English. Following recent reports of North Korean clandestines being transmitted via a defective unit in Uzbekistan, Ivo Ivanov says there was good audio and with a carrier when he monitored these on March 6th, a non-defective transmitter. Voice of Martyrs, 12 to 1230 UT on 9929.9. Radio Free North Korea at 13 to 14 on 7599.9. And maybe also applying to North Korea Reform Radio at 1430 to 1530 on 7549.9. As of Monday, March 8th, Ron Howard's observations from Asilomar State Beach, California, of clandestines from South to North Korea. Voice of Freedom on 5920, fair reception, no jamming at 0808, shortly after their sign-on, while the jamming was super strong as early as 0650 on their former frequencies, 6135 and 6045, where now there are no known clandestine stations. As for the other ones, again, VOP changed no frequencies, best on 3480 and several higher, checked at 0815, while VOH was on only three frequencies when first checked at 0730 with a weekday English language lesson, 3985, 5995, and 6350. The other frequencies, as checked a bit later at 0810, were 4890, 5995, 6255, and 9105. Ivo Ivanov found a new frequency in the HFCC B20 database for KBS World Radio South Korea in Spanish relayed via Greenville, dated March 10th to 12th. Spanish at 01 to 02 on 11880, but it's still on WHRI 9605 at the same time. And in fact, JRX in Brazil was monitoring the new 11880, UT March 11th, heard from 0146 until 0200, and he says it was a very good signal, and expected to continue for the rest of the season, at least until March 28th. On a non-DX household radio, I was surprised to find 770 dominated by 5 minutes of the Mexican national anthem at 0600 UT March 8th. This turned out to be W Radio 900, that is originating from a network in Mexico City on that frequency, It's a recently activated station in Fresnillo, Zacatecas, whose call letters are really XEFRTN. Day power 10 or 25 kilowatts, night power 1 kilowatt. There is or was a closer Mexican to me on 770, but unheard in Monterrey. Via the GRA blog in Argentina about Mexico City's radio education, its position on the dial has been regularized, dated March 8th from an unknown original source. They had been granted an FM frequency, 96.5, which was supposed to replace AM. However, the FM is rather low power and they have much better coverage on AM, and now have been allowed to continue as well on 1060. No mention here of insignificant shortwave 6185. Rick Barton in Arizona reports hearing Adventist World Radio via Madagascar at 21 UT February 26 on 11985 in heavily accented English. In fact, it's scheduled as a separate language from English, Nigerian Pidgin, if you want to hear what that sounds like. It's as a separate language service in the WRTH at 21 to 2130. Ron Howard in California reports on the only two remaining shortwave frequencies from Malaysia. 9835 Sarawak FM via Kajang, actually on the peninsula, heard March 10th at 10:55 to 10:59 with the Islamic sunset prayer, distinctively different from the routine reciting from the Quran. It lasts only 3 or 4 minutes. And the other one, 11665, which is YFM, WAI, from the same site, March 10th at 10:31 in vernacular, again with long-standing, very poor audio. He says no one from this station seems to ever listen to their output. If you don't hear Radio New Zealand where it's supposed to be on its expected frequency, check other known ones. Yves Ivanov in Bulgaria says on March 11th they were already on 9700 from 0800 instead of 1 hour later, instead of on 11725. Apparently no shortwave at all being heard from Papua New Guinea. Ron Howard notes on March 10th, the three frequencies which have been somewhat active were not to be heard at 0916 and 0936. NBC Madang on 3260, Bougainville on 3325, or Wantok Radio Light on 7325. Our new WORIO group member in Winnipeg, Darren Hennig, with a balanced call sign VE4VE, reports he caught Radio San Antonio, a 1 kilowatt station from Villa Atalaya, Peru, 5 March on 4940. S7 fairly solidly for about 40 minutes, starting at 0310 UT. It's somewhat irregular, but he was hearing Latin and jazz music. Some local news at the bottom of the hour. ID at 0328. At least March 5th through 9th, Spain's North American frequency, 9690, was off the air, missing 2 token English broadcasts at 23 UT Friday and Monday. Fortunately, they were back on by Wednesday. It's time to look ahead to the A21 shortwave season beginning March 28th. Many time and frequency changes. Pedro Sedano in Spain sends one version of REE's plans, including to North America, back up to 17855 only, starting as early as 14 UT on weekends, 18 on weekdays, and running until 22 UT on weekends, but until 02 UT on weeknights, 17855. I say, oh no, 17855 should work well over day paths, but they need a much lower frequency like 9690 over night paths. Another version via Wolfgang Büschel suggests they may well be using 9690 starting at 2200. Via Internet, international vacuum, medium frequencies, high frequencies, and very high frequencies, World of Radio, 2077. A non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com. Thanks this week for financial support from Michael Rutkaus in Winchester, Virginia, K4GET, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Not necessarily in U.S. funds. One may also contribute by money order or check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. Last week, we previewed the special anniversary broadcast called Radio Nord Revival from Sweden on March 7th and 8th. But they were having transmitter problems. They did not start on time and did not broadcast the full 24 hours on the 7th nor at all on the 8th, as the transmitter had apparently broken down. It was being heard via remote receivers, at least, by several listeners in Europe between roughly 11 and 17 UT. That is on 6200 and 6035. Alan Pennington and the British DS Club saw this note on their website. Sadly, the 5-kilowatt transmitter broke down in connection with a frequency shift back to 6200. Alan Holder, G4ZBH on the Isle of Wight, tells us March 6th, RTI, Taiwan, back on its summer frequency, 9405, week to fair reception, via the Tom Shui transmitter, 285 degrees in English to South Asia and Middle East, at 16 to 17 UT. But there was heavy splash from Brother Stare via Bulgaria on 9400, and very weak China on 9410. But 9405 replaces their winter frequency, 6185, which was blocked by Vatican for the first 40 minutes. Nziki in Michigan reports that the Voice of Turkey once again overran its time on 5960 English to North America. It was still on after midnight UT, presumably in German, interfering UT Sunday, March 7th, with a weekly broadcast of the mighty KBC. But it did go off a few minutes later. Something's always erroneous at Emmerlaire later that same evening. At 0445 UT, I was checking 6125, their English frequency starting at 0400. It was a huge signal into the remote receiver in Ireland, much better than we get it direct. But it kept going after 0500, when it switched to Malay as scheduled, but that's supposed to be only on 175304 Malaysia. I checked the remote receiver in Indonesia, and there was no sign of it. So the entire hour was on the wrong frequency and the wrong beam. In his listening review for the March NASPA Journal, Alan Rowe in England says, I nearly missed this, but Comedians vs. the News has returned for a new series on BBC World Service from the beginning of February on shortwave, Saturdays and Sundays. Comedians Jess Salomon and Eman El Husseini take on the headlines as you've never heard them before and are joined each week by two global comedians. The new series will run at least until the end of March. The schedule is Saturdays at 11:32 UT on 6195, 9580, and 11945, all via Singapore, and Sundays at 19:32 on 6195 São Tomé, 7265 and 7445 Madagascar, 9410 UAE, 11810 Wolverton, and 12095 Ascension. New podcast episodes drop each week on a Friday via programs at bbc.co.uk and remain available indefinitely. The Michigan Area Radio Enthusiast Tip Sheet, Andy Robbins in Kalamazoo reports on March 3rd, 6090, a test from Encompass Wolverton UK site, tuned in at 0100 to 0105 when the carrier went off, a collage of world music snippets with frequent announcements, you are listening to a test transmission, and occasionally soliciting reception reports to transmissiontest@gmail.com. A report there elicited a response in about 12 hours from retired Wolverton senior engineer David Porter, G4OYX, who explained that this test was to help Network Rail in the UK trace signaling problems on a railway line that runs near the 300-kilowatt site. The signal was a steady S6. The test returned sometime later and was noted around 0230 for a long period. And Andy says, this was a roll-your-own verification I created using the email message confirming reception received from that retired engineer. This week's scandal story concerning USAGM and VOA appeared on the NPR website March 4th by David Folkenflik. I suggest you look it up. The title is Trump Appointee at VOA Parent Paid Law Firm Millions to Investigate His Own Staff. Voice of America dropped its own Spanish broadcast on shortwave several years ago. However, Rick Barton in Arizona heard Radio Martí in Spanish carrying a VOA editorial at 18 UT February 28th on 13820, along with VOA jingles. Mike Terry refers us to an ARRL story February 26th titled Video Documents Removal, Preservation of 250-kilowatt Voice of America transmitter. It was DL8. There's a YouTube to go with it. Richard Langley discovered a new time for World of Radio on WRMI, Sunday, March 7th at 23 UT on 7780. And now it's officially on their scheduled grid. That would have been at the same time as on Area 51 WBCQ 6159.93. However, we assume the imposition of daylight shifting time from March 14th moves that transmission 1 UT hour earlier until 2200, further into daytime absorption. We're hoping there'll be some way to get us back into nighttime on that frequency. As for DST, because of that, expect our North American affiliates to broadcast World of Radio 1 real UT hour earlier, so they seem to stay at the same local clock time that applies to the other WBCQ broadcast Wednesday at 21 instead of 22 UT on 7490.2 variable. As for WRMI, as usual, the DST shifts apply to 9955, but not to most of their other frequencies carrying World of Radio. So, from March 14th, expect us Saturday at 21:30 and Wednesday at 22 UT on 9955. Thus begins a bi-week of confusion until the A21 season starts March 28th, containing many other time and frequency changes, especially concerning Europe, which then goes on DST itself. Best way for shortwave listeners not to be confused is always to go by universal, not local time. Texas Radio Shortwave tells me there's a special broadcast of theirs, UT Sunday, March 14th at 0200 on 5950, featuring a new German CNW artist with Austin roots named Dana Maria. She sings some great songs. This is also on Channel 292 in Germany, Sunday the 14th, at 15 UT on 6070 and at 17 on 3955. Now some U.S. medium wave items on 1030 kHz, March 10th at 0145. I was hearing some Mexican music unusually on that frequency, looping east or west, so definitely United Statesian and not from Mexico. There were two FM frequencies announced, which happened to match to La Zeta, WNOW in Mint Hill, near Charlotte, North Carolina. It's supposed to be a daytimer, but on late, past 0200, but seemingly off by 03 UT. 1040, March 8th at 0646 UT, underneath WHO, Coast to Coast AM, I was hearing Red Eye Radio. The only station listed on their website on that frequency is WYSL in Avon, New York. However, as Greg Hardison points out, it's much more likely to be an affiliate they do not list accurately, WHBO in Pinellas Park, Florida. A far-off frequency heterodyne on about 1540.20 has attracted a lot of attention, first reported by Bob Smoke in South Carolina, March 4th at 0402. I and many others have been monitoring this and direction finding, and the conclusion is that it is coming from Georgia, supposedly a daytimer, WKQV in Eatonton, Central Georgia. It's way out of whack, seemingly with little, if any, audio, and I was still hearing it as of March 11th. Thanks especially to Harry Smith in Atlanta and Brock Whaley in South Carolina, who pinned it down. Via Paul Armani, ABDX, a story from TheDrive.com by Rob Stumpf, dated March 4th. The strange story of D.C.'s lost AM radio station still transmitting inauguration road closures from 2013. It's on 1650 WQOQ 613, which is still licensed for the rest of this year. Kevin Redding, ABDX, another interesting story from Radiosurvivor.com, March 7th. Time is running out for Franken FM's Just 4 months Left by Paul Riesmandel. The legacy analog low-power TV stations on Channel 6 with audio on 87.7 FM. The FCC has determined all analog TV signals must convert to digital by July 13th this year. So that should mean the end of these TV stations pretending to be FM radio stations, or is it vice versa? The IRCA group, Scott Feibusch of WXXI in Rochester, comments about so-called HD radio. The MA1 hybrid analog-digital system called IBOC is a failure. More than that, it's dead. Only one U.S. broadcast group, Crawford, still uses it, and they're pretty much a small player on AM. Nobody of any significance has built a new MA1 facility in the last 5 years, and I can't imagine anyone doing so in the future. It's over. However, the failure of the MA1 system on AM cannot be extrapolated to mean that HD radio has failed in the U.S. It has not. Not opinion, it's a fact. In large and medium markets, nearly every commercial station now runs HD on FM. Nobody is building new analog-only facilities in any top 100 market. That is not opinion, but fact. Backup facilities in larger markets are being built with HD. Automakers perceive customers want features on the dashboard. Using HD radio is how broadcast radio provides them, such as album art, title and artist display, etc. Because HD overall is not only not a failure, but in fact a near standard feature of FM in larger markets, HD reception capability has become commonplace, if not universal, in new cars. The chipset that receives and decodes FM HD happens to also receive and decode AM HD, both the old MA1 mode and the new MA3 all-digital mode. That is a very good thing for our DX hobby, because there is a very, very real danger that in the next 10 years, automakers will start removing broadcast radio reception from the dashboard entirely, if it remains an analog-only medium. By the way, checking out HD radio listings for Oklahoma City, I find a station I had not known about, but it's been on the air for over 5 years. It's called Vietnamese Public Radio on HD3 of KUCO 90.1. It originates in Oklahoma City, but is also in several other markets, but you'd be hard-pressed to find any info about exactly where to hear it from their own website, other than their own streaming. Von Howard reports that on March 6th and 7th, Radio Vanuatu was reporting cyclone warnings, but was off the air March 8th and 9th from 3945-7260-7890 or 11835. But Bruce Churchman in California was hearing it again by March 11th. There had been an electrical power failure, perhaps caused by flooding. Manuel Mendez Spain reported a new frequency for ROCV Venezuela, 7500. March 7th, I heard it midday via the Bonaire remote, around 1800. March 9th, it had changed to another frequency, also barely audible down there in the daytime, 6205.022, as I measured the barely audible carrier early UT March 10th. In early March, the longtime editor and publisher of the VHF-UHF Digest, Worldwide TV-FM DX Association, resigned, Mike Bugaj, B-U-G-A-J, leaving the future of the club in doubt. But the other board of directors are reorganizing and tell me all is well. The European DX Council is holding a virtual Zoom meeting Saturday, 13 March, from 14 until 15:30 UT, including presentations by Jim Simon of Radio Emma Talk and Ronald W. Kenyon, who wrote the book QSL, How I Traveled the World and Never Left Home. Also, catch up on EDXC News and general radio chat. Anyone interested is invited to take part. For details of the link to the Zoom meeting, contact Chrissy Brand, C-H-R-I-S-S-Y-L-B, at hotmail.co.uk. The propagation outlook from SWPC Boulder. Geomagnetic field likely to reach G1 minor geomagnetic storms on March 18th and 19th. AN cadences peaking at 20 and 5. And on March 28th, 25 and 5. Active conditions also likely on the 12th, 13th, 15th, 20th, 21st, 29th and 30th, with ANK indices of 10 and 3 up to 18 and 5. Solar flux rising from 70 on March 14th up to a peak of 81 on the 23rd. And that's World of Radio 2077. Glenn Hauser, thanks for listening, and hear me again next week with a standard disclaimer.